You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Monaco 6-4, the draw is 12-5, Tottenham are 19-10, and it's getting to the point where it's must win now for Tottenham, Dave.
It is. They've struggled in the Champions League a little bit, and in certain aspects, or in some terms, they've struggled in the Premier League as well, because even though they are unbeaten in the Premier League, before Saturday's win against West Ham, they'd gone 7 without a win, Spurs. I think they've suffered because of the Toby Alderweireld injury, and then Harry Kane was injured as well. He's come back and done reasonably well. He's scored 3 goals in his last 2 games. But this is tough against Monaco, and it is a must-win. They're 4 points behind Monaco in this group. They're also behind Bayer Leverkusen as well. Bayer Leverkusen are travelling to Moscow to take on the team at the bottom of this group, CSKA. So it's vitally important they win this match, because if they don't, their hopes of qualifying for the next stage of the Champions League are out of their hands, really. Monaco have had some good results in the league recently. They've really put swords to the team that have been in the bottom half. They've beaten Nancy and Lorient 6-0 and 3-0 respectively in their last couple of games in Ligue 1. And Spurs haven't looked fantastic. That win against West Ham, I think, papered over the cracks. I watched that match, and they were disappointing for large periods of that game. They didn't have Dele Alli, admittedly. I mentioned Toby Alderweireld. I thought Victor Wanyama played very well in the match, but they've lacked that cutting edge, and West Ham let them off the hook. They had Spurs beaten in that match, and Havard Norvite, who hasn't started his West Ham career particularly promisingly, dived into that challenge, and Harry Kane dispatched the penalty, and there was a keeper error for Harry Kane's first goal. So I think Spurs look short to me, too short to be backing in the 90-minute market here.
I would agree. It wasn't until I looked into this match in a little bit more detail that I realised just how out of form Spurs have been. Mm. That was their first win in any competition since the middle of October, which is some run.
And that win against Manchester City, that was a win. That was a win where you thought they were so fluent in that match, and they dominated Man City. You thought at that point, this is it. Spurs are now going to go on a title charge and sweep all before them. But it's not materialised at all for Spurs. And Mauricio Pochettino has made mention of this being the most tumultuous moment of his career. There have been many highs since he took over at Spurs, but he's had real trouble getting this Spurs side playing. And Monaco have only lost 2 of their last 19 Champions League games at home as well. They've won 13 of those in that spell and drawn 4. Their last home defeat in the group stages, that dates back to September 2000, and that came against Rangers. So it's 16 years since they lost a group game at home.
Wow.
At Monaco, which is a big statistic here. And with Spurs not flying at the moment, and they're on the brink, aren't they, as far as the Champions League? Their hopes in the Champions League are hanging by a thread. I think they're too short, Spurs, at 19-10. I do prefer Monaco at 6-4. And I see one of the enhanced odds offers is Radamel Falcao to score and Monaco to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. I mean, he had an ill-fated time with Manchester United, but...
And Chelsea.
But he's got a decent Champions League record, and he scored twice in their win against CSKA Moscow in the start of November when they won that game 3-0. I wouldn't put anyone off having a look at him to score any time. And if you're looking at a pro Spurs bet here, I think it's got to be Harry Kane. Tottenham are 19-10 to win this game, but Harry Kane to score in the match is 9-5, so in effect 18-10, slightly shorter price than the 19-10. I'd play that. If you're looking for a pro Spurs bet here, if they're going to win, he's going to score, in my opinion. So I'm going to play Harry Kane to score anytime at 9-5, and I'm not taken by any of the three options in the outright market. I'd probably play the draw if I had to.
Yeah. Just while you're on the subject of Falcao and scorers, I'd be quite tempted by Falcao at 13-10. He's scoring. He's not gone at the game after all. He scored at the weekend against Lorient. He scored a couple of goals against Nancy before that. He scored in the game that you mentioned against CSKA Moscow. Scored against Montpellier in a 5-2 win. I think I make that in the last 5 outings. He scored in 4 of those games.
Yeah.
So
I just remember him from his time because I've seen him play for Chelsea and Manchester United. I don't know if I can bring myself to back him, no matter how well he's playing at the moment. But yeah, I do take your point. Tough game to call. Harry Kane's my bet to score any time at 9-5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.